You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has taken less than 24 hours to again surpass its highest daily total of COVID-19 deaths. While a pandemic high of 93 fatalities were recorded on Friday, another 97 had been announced by early Saturday afternoon, and with the numbers still to be reported in Western Australia and in the Northern Territory. More than 3,630 Australian lives have been lost since the pandemic began, over 1,000 of them this month. Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Dr. Alison McMillan, has warned death rates will remain high for some time, even as infections appear to plateau. Breaking down the national figures, New South Wales again recorded its deadliest day with 49 deaths in the latest reporting period. More than 250 New South Wales deaths in total have been reported in the past 7 days. The latest fatalities included 28 women and 21 men. Two were in their 60s, 10 were in their 70s, 17 in their 80s, 19 in their 90s, and one was 100. Dr. Christine Selvey is a medical epidemiologist with New South Wales Health, and she says daily case numbers are stabilising across the state.
There were 13,354 positive test results notified to New South Wales Health to 8 p.m. last night. This includes 5,426 positive PCR tests and 7,928 positive rapid antigen tests.
Victoria has recorded 12,250 new infections and another 31 deaths as the state's total active cases drop by more than 20,000. The total number of active cases in the state is 79,836, down from 101,605 active cases reported on Friday. And hospitalizations with COVID-19 have fallen by 35 to 953 patients. One of the major talking points at press conferences with COVID-19 health response experts has been about the newly detected Omicron subvariant dubbed the Son of Omicron. While a vaccination blitz takes place across Victoria in the lead up to the return to school, speaking at a vaccine hub in Melbourne's southeast, Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Weimar, says the BA2 subvariant is being monitored.
We're obviously following the international developments on the BA2 subvariant of Omicron closely. Still very early days in terms of understanding exactly how that's moving around. I'm aware there's a very small number of cases that have been detected here in Victoria, and our clinical teams are working through with that. But at this point in time, this is an Omicron variant, so this is not as far as our clinical teams are aware at the moment. This is not a new variant. It doesn't behave differently. It looks like a part of the Omicron variant that we're dealing with at the moment, but as more information comes in, we'll adjust our strategy if we need to.
The subvariant has been detected in 40 countries, but has not been deemed a variant of concern by the World Health Organization yet. Professor Brendan Crabb is the director of the Burnett Institute, and he told Seven Sunrise that this variant seems to be more transmissible.
It's not a time for alarm, this variant. It's not a variant of concern yet, which is a formal designation that the WHO makes. It is quite a different looking Omicron. It's an Omicron, but it's a different looking one. And the reason it's on the radar is that in some countries it's replacing the original Omicron, suggesting it's growing better than they are, transmitting better than the original Omicron.
While parents, students and teachers prepare to go back to school next week, infectious disease expert Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake told SBS News that case numbers are likely to increase once students return to campuses and classrooms.
Because we're taking a group of people who haven't been mixing together and putting them together. Having said that, that's not a certainty. And even if it does occur, we should be able to mitigate the level of increase in cases by a number of measures that are being put in place. And now we've had a lot of time to prepare for the opening of schools.
Elsewhere, the ACT recorded 620 new cases and no deaths, while South Australia recorded 5 new deaths and 1,740 new cases. And Tasmania recorded 683 new infections, which is the lowest daily recorded figure since the 3rd of January. Queensland recorded 12 COVID-19 deaths and 10,391 new cases. New figures from Queensland Health show there are 833 patients being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, which is down from 818 on Friday. The state's chief health officer, Dr. John Gerrard, says he expects hospitalisation rates to continue to significantly fall across the state by next week, after being much lower than initially expected.
This is the peak, it's not the end. So there will still be people continuing to get this, many people. So we're only sort of like halfway through. It's not the end. So it's not too late to get that booster?
There are several peaks, in fact. The peak in the young people, the peak of transmission in the community. The one we're most interested in is the peak in hospitalisations. And that's what we're going to see, a steady fall in hospitalisations over a course of 3 or 4 days in the various regions of Queensland.
The latest federal government figures show more than 200 aged care residents have died from COVID-19 in 1 week, marking it as one of the deadliest weeks of the pandemic in aged care since the pandemic began. The 222 deaths in aged care since January 20 this year mean the first month of 2022 has been deadlier for aged care residents, with 389 deaths from COVID than the whole of last year, which had 282 deaths from COVID. The United Workers Union National Aged Care Director, Carolyn Smith, says these statistics show the aged care crisis is getting worse when it should have been improved last year. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.